Delaware state lawmakers and unions say the governor's office is keeping them in the dark on a $635 million Wilmington port project. Officials with the governor's office largely skipped a legislative task force meeting on the Edgemoor terminal expansion this week. They did something similar in April. The task force planned to hear an update on getting permits reapproved after they were invalidated by the courts, but the governor's office said no go. Labor leader Bill Ash says the public has to know where the permitting efforts stand.
We don't know who in the state is even working on the permits. When this governor ran and the Secretary of State had made comments that they were going to be more transparent. To me, it was less transparent.
A spokesperson for the governor says the administration is being transparent and that an update provided to the port's board about efforts to reissue permits is evidence of openness. Philadelphia's first openly gay city council member is calling for a recommitment of support for LGBTQ rights in the city and in the country. The council approved Rue Landau's resolution declaring May 28th as LGBTQ plus Domestic Violence Awareness Day in Philly.
At the national level, LGBTQ plus adults and teens are more likely to experience intimate partner violence than their heterosexual cisgender peers and are less likely to find resources to support them. 1 in 4 LGBTQ plus youth experiences intimate partner violence.
Landau assured residents that no matter what happens on the national level, the city will work to keep local members of the community safe. Gray skies, drizzly out there, 54 degrees on this Thursday afternoon in Center City, Philadelphia. Those clouds and that chance for precipitation continuing for basically the rest of the day and into tonight. Tomorrow for Friday, we're expecting some clearing, patchy sunshine. Temperatures also moving up a little bit. We're looking at highs for Friday in the mid-60s.